I was in Washington, of course, when he was assassinated. That evening, disorder began, you may remember, in a number of cities, including Washington. The next day, I went down to the Capitol to go to work as usual. And sometime during the day, I don't know, maybe around noon, things were getting out of hand in certain areas of downtown. Fires were being started. You could see the smoke from the Capitol up there. And a policeman I knew there, a sergeant in the Capitol Police, says, "If you don't have any business up here, I would strongly advise you to get out of here as soon as you can." He says, "You can see what's going on. We don't know what's going to happen." I took his advice, and I called Teresa to come and pick me up, and then we drove downtown to pick up her mother, who worked for the University of Oklahoma downtown at an office that OU kept up there.
In Washington, D.C.
Then we were going to drive to their home in Arlington. But by then, traffic had been stopped by disorder here and there. No great deadly violence or anything, but just people in the street, and looting was starting. Very scary situation. We were sitting at an intersection on the way home and watched a bunch of young kids. And that's all they were, just kids out of school, you know, and just full of emotion and everything. And they go in, break into a store and start looting there. And we're watching this. Scary. A lot more scary than it actually was. I mean, it looked that way.
We should point out here, this was happening in Washington, D.C., when the murder actually took place in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, and did happen in the following days in other places. But we finally made it home to Bradley's home in Arlington, and we stayed there with them for 3 days that this was going on, and very scary.
But did you feel, as a reporter, you needed to be out covering it?
Well, I did write some good stories about it. They were very well received by my boss, Sid Steen, and other people at the World. Just eyewitness accounts of things. It was really one of those great moments in time that you knew was going to change things, and it did. I look back at that. Teresa was in Washington and was in the march, Martin Luther King's march, when he made the I Have a Dream speech. So then she's there watching this reaction to his assassination and to his death. This was an emotional time for us, but I did write some stories about it.
Then you wrote about the investigation.
Yeah, about the Kerner Commission. Fred Harris was appointed to that. I mentioned him earlier. This is a Democratic president, of course, and Fred Harris was appointed to that commission, so that made it Oklahoma news. I covered the thing. For the most part, it's just testimony of nothing very new about it, but then they report itself. Said that we had two Americas, and one of them was white and one black, and one of them was all right, and the other one was a disgrace. That's what it concluded.
Mm-hmm.
It was controversial, but still cited and referred to in columns and opinion pieces today.